The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Analyzing Rental Properties, Part 2. Now, in part one, we looked at, if you'll recall, we just gave kind of an overview, but talked about just the importance of the various elements that you use to analyze a property. This time we're going to get a little bit more into detail, but I'm trying to do this in bite-sized portions. So what we're going to end up doing is going into a part three after this, but this will cover a lot of the things, a lot of the details you need to know right up front. Okay, so I'm going to try to keep it light. I won't be able to cover every little detail because just of the time frame we have, but I think I'll be able to provide enough information that you'll be able to put together the information for yourself at this point. What I'm going to be looking at is more on the multifamily side, because when you're assessing the value of a single family home, you're primarily looking at market comps to similar type of properties that are being sold. So what we're looking at here is a multifamily. It could be a duplex, it could be more than 5 units or 100, 200 units, 500 units. So I think you could use some of it in calculation for single family, but it's really not geared so much to single family. Okay, well, let's get started here. When you're looking at larger properties, you're really going to be primarily concerned with income and profit. That affects the value of that property. And again, we're assessing value. We're assessing whether or not it's a good deal or a bad deal. And so that's going to be a major component in this, whereas with single-family homes, you're going to be looking at the comp side. And as I mentioned in part one, you may have to sift through tons of property before you actually come up to this stage that we're at right now. I had talked about our rental property analyzer, and that's what I use to sift through tons of information and narrowing down to. Sometimes you start with 100, you're going to end up with one that looks really promising, or maybe a couple that look good. And so these are the ones that you've really kind of popped up out of that analysis and that you really want to dig in deeper. Okay, so this first step here is really gathering information. Okay, you had information that you put into the rental property analyzer, for example, just to sift through, but now you're going to dig deeper behind those numbers. You're going to find out if how good those numbers are, and in general, a good financial analysis involves plugging as much good info as you can into a model that will kick out a bunch of other information that help you determine whether it's a good or a bad investment. Okay, here's what you'll need. First, property details. You need the physical info on the property itself, the number of units, square footage, utility metering, in other words, separate meters for each person in that apartment, for example, and you know, details about the physical part of the property. Next, you'll need the purchased info. In other words, the basic price of the property. Now, it's going to be the advertised price, but you usually don't buy it ever for the advertised price. But you also have to factor in things such as rehab. How much money are you going to have to put into this? What about capital expenditures? Things it may need right off the bat. Those have to be also factored in. The next thing you have to look at is the financial details. Now, this will be all the details on the loan that you're going to need for this. The total loan amount, how much you're going to have in a down payment, your interest rate, and your closing costs, for example. Next, you're going to look at the income, what's really generated by this property, and try to get as much detailed info as you can. And that includes rents. It could be storage fees. It could be laundry, other income sources like that. All of the things that go into generating the income for that property. Next, expenses, the cost to maintain the property, the detailed info about the things that you have to pay to keep this property going. Things like property taxes, insurance, maintenance costs, ongoing services like pest control or gardening services, utilities, if there are some utility expenses that are covered by the owner, and property management. Those are some of the things. That's not everything, but that's, you know, gives you the overview. Getting good data is key here because, you know, it's like the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. If you don't have good data going in, you're not going to end up with accurate information. Keep in mind, too, that there's also pro forma data. Pro forma data is what the seller provides. A lot of times you get it in a marketing piece from them, a brochure or something that has that. And then there's the actual data. Sometimes, you know, the seller is just trying to make the property look good. And so they're going to put all the best stuff in there. And sometimes there's estimates, and there are generally estimates in it. And they're usually higher than what might be the actual reality. And so that's where you have to really dig in here. In fact, this is the stage I say you've got your sort of play detective or CSI guy, you know, and you're digging deeper. Okay. You want to get actuals on everything. So you're going to look for the profit and loss data, P&L data, for the last 12 months or longer. You want each month for the last 12 months. And then you want to be able to verify everything on that P&L data. So you're going to look for property details. If you're looking at things like, for example, taxes that have to be paid on the property, you're going to have to go to the county assessor's office. Sometimes you can access it online. Sometimes you have to actually, you know, contact them directly. For purchase price, you want to find out why the seller's selling at what they think it's worth, and how do they come up with that amount. So really research things like that. Also repairs and the things that need to be done on this property. That's also key. If there's something they haven't told you, for example, you know, the roof is going to have to be replaced in another year or two. Those are big expenditures that you need to know about up front. Things like plumbing, for example, you know, that, I mean, if you have to have put in a whole new plumbing system, that's going to cost a lot of money. So you're really digging to find out those things. Is it located in a floodplain? You know, that's going to affect your insurance costs. Was it built on a toxic dump site? I mean, you need to find out, you know, black mold, asbestos, things like this are really can be very expensive if you don't know about them before you purchase. So the thing here that's really, really key, you can try to find out as much as you want, but it's really going to be the inspection that's going to be key here. And that's where you want to be able to make sure you pick out the best inspector you can that has done a lot of these types of properties and has a good reputation. Somebody hopefully that's referred to you by someone you respect. So that's really key, is getting the inspector and getting a good inspection report. Usually there'll be things that are determined in there that will directly affect your price on that property. Next, the financing details. As I mentioned, you want to get a letter and details, something in writing about your loan. I've found out the hard way so many times, you know, that there are all these other extra charges and points and things like that that you need to know up front, because that's got to be factored into your analysis, because that's going to be a part of your bottom line results for this property. So you want to make sure you do that. For income, you want to make sure you can substantiate what they have told you. I mean, it's one thing to see it on a P&L statement and just have them say this is what the rents have yielded and so forth. But ask for bank statements. Look at the actual bank statements on the months that coincide with the P&L to see if that the amount they say is coming in is coming in. You want to be able to get as much detail as you can to back up the numbers that you're working with on your analysis. Also, talk to the current property manager if possible, and you're able to get information there. They'll be able to tell you a lot about the income part of it, as well as expense side. So you want to talk to them. You'll find out stuff like how many turnovers do they have on an average, people coming in, going out, how long do people stay on an average, are there lots of evictions, a lot of late pays, things like this. Then next, you're going to look at the expense side of it, and you want to ask for the actual property information here. So you're going to want to see real, you know, copies of tax bills that were paid, insurance statements, utility bills. I mean, every little receipt that is a real expense for this property. It's really key. And again, I mentioned you talk to the property manager too. So these are the key things that you're going to want to compile here and put together. This is the detective part of it. As I mentioned, you're trying to get the good data. And our next session, which will be part three, I'm going to look more at the actual ratios. Now, once you've input all this data into your model, now you're creating ratios. And those ratios are going to tell you a lot about the property. That's it for today. I hope that our next week we'll have part three. Sometimes it gets interrupted, but we should have next Friday part three, where we'll go, as I mentioned, more into the ratio side of things. Also, too, keep in mind that everything I say is in our show notes, so you can be able to access that information and get you know, the details and some of the examples that I give. For part one, if you haven't listened to that already, it's episode number 036. We have a lot of blog articles and other things that you can access at our website too. So this is all at olddogsreinetwork.com, dog spelled D-A-W-G, that you can collect this information. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.